an automated post-hospitalization track for patients discharged on outpatient parenteral antimicrobial therapy. This work team includes Dr. Molly Hillenbrand, Dr. Michael Yarrington, Dr. Kristen Dix, Jamie Daniel, Will Connectly, and the rest of the DHI team. Let's start with the problem. An estimated 1,400 patients are discharged each year from Duke University Hospital System on outpatient parenteral antimicrobial therapy. We'll call this OPAT for short. OPAT care is managed by the Duke OPAT team, our team. These patients have complex infections requiring prolonged intravenous antimicrobials across multiple care settings, placing them at high risk for complications. OPAT patients are monitored by an interdisciplinary team of pharmacists, clinicians, and nurses in the infectious diseases clinic. Historically, the 30-day unplanned readmission rate in the Duke OPAT cohort was approximately 20%, a higher rate than OPAT programs at peer institutions. A previous pair-matched case control study demonstrated that patients who had follow-up in an infectious diseases clinic within 2 weeks of hospital discharge had a significantly lower risk of readmission. Quality improvement interventions, including an OPAT bundle, a comprehensive set of coordinated interventions designed to improve OPAT patient care, have also been shown to improve readmission rates. Our team aimed to create a dashboard to track OPAT patients through their treatment course and improve infectious disease provider follow-up within 2 weeks of discharge. Now for the solution with DHI. We developed and implemented OPAT Tracker, an automated real-time dashboard to track OPAT patients. This dashboard visualizes a comprehensive list of OPAT patients, including admitted patients, upcoming follow-up appointments, anticipated stop dates of therapy, medication lists, and laboratory data. We have also implemented an automated daily email to notify our team of newly discharged OPAT patients so they can be enrolled in a transitions of care pathway. We concurrently opened a new telemedicine clinic in collaboration with the Duke Virtual Care Clinic to see these patients for early post-hospitalization clinic visits with an infectious disease provider. These visits provide an opportunity to identify early challenges, facilitate additional follow-up care, and provide comprehensive patient and family education. Impact. We utilize the OPAT tracker and automated notification system to facilitate early post-hospitalization follow-up for OPAT patients in the virtual care clinic. With these interventions, we have improved our rates of infectious disease provider follow-up within 2 weeks of discharge from a process mean of 26% to 40%. The proportion of OPAT patients seen in telemedicine follow-up has increased since the virtual care clinic opened in September 2023 with a lower no-show rate than our conventional infectious diseases clinic, 10.8% versus 19.5%. This positive trend in telemedicine follow-up is a promising sign for the future of our healthcare services. With improved access to early post-hospitalization infectious disease care, we have seen an accompanying trend towards a decrease in readmission rates, with 9 of the last 10 or 9 project phases showing readmission rates below our prior process mean. In the coming year, our project team will work to refine our transitions of care pathway further. Specifically, our pharmacy team will discuss pending cases with our inpatient team prior to discharge to identify concerns, facilitate a transitions of care phone call with our OPAT nurse coordinator, and further improve our rates of early post-hospitalization infectious diseases clinic follow-up. We are committed to continuously improving our processes to ensure the sustainability and effectiveness of our initiative. We are writing a manuscript detailing the process improvements we have accomplished through these early interventions. We are also in the early stages of conducting a propensity-matched cohort study to evaluate the impact of early post-hospitalization follow-up for our patients. To see our control charts and an overview of services provided in the OPAT follow-up virtual care clinic, please visit the DHI website and its impact report page to download the book.